After the Revolutionary War, the frontier was Ohio. Crossing the Ohio River from Kentucky was crossing the threshold to the new land. The pull of the unknown territory was vast, fertile land, ownership, and possibilities for the new country of America to expand and gain power. But there were several nations of Indians who were not all for these plans.
We had two major Indian battles. One was in 1791 and the other in 1794.
What is now Fort Recovery is very near the Indiana border and right on the Wabash River. A reconstructed fort is here now. We walk behind the fort with Helen Lefevre, who is president of the Fort Recovery Historical Society.
The Indians were fighting for control of the land, that they could live here peacefully, not have the white settlers coming in, taking the land, claiming the land.
The new president, George Washington, had sent Commander Arthur St. Clair here in 1791 to wrest control from the Indians. St. Clair came here with a bit of a ragtag army, which was somewhat poorly supplied. Here he met Little Turtle with the Miami and Blue Jacket with the Shawnee, plus many others who had joined forces in a tribal confederation.
Soldiers, there were about 1,300, along with some women and children that were here. And Indians, we never have an exact number, but it was over 1,000 that were here as well.
And so they beat back the white man in their troops.
Well, it was a very, very decisive battle where the Americans were beat quite vigorously. And so the word got back to President Washington, and they had to rethink how they were going to handle it from here.
The defeat did not sit well with Washington, and Anthony Wayne was put in charge. Wayne was a no-nonsense commander, and he had a reputation for discipline and exuberance and punishment for not training to his standards. He was nicknamed Mad Anthony Wayne, although no-nonsense Anthony Wayne might have been more accurate.
He sent a contingent out here to build Fort Recovery, since this was the site of the battle. They did that in December of 1793.
And why did he call it Recovery?
From what we understand, they wanted to recover the land that had been lost.
The Indians lost the battle in 1794, but Blue Jacket made another stand against Wayne at the Battle of Fallen Timbers near present-day Toledo. Again, a defeat for the Indians, which then led to the Treaty of Greenville. The Greenville Treaty gave the United States all territory south and east of the line. The 12 Indian nations were given goods valued at $20,000 and a promise to deliver goods to them annually forever. You can see a point on the treaty line today at Fort Recovery. I'm Eileen LeBlanc.